start?
To start it with a. This is so stupid. Hi.
God, you're trying to
My name is Vincent Jimenez, and I am a forestry major at sfasu.edu.com.
Okay, so good start. Hi, guys. This is the Tree Friends podcast. It's me. My name is Jenna. I'm one of your hosts, and Vinny. We will be hosting this podcast and just talking about whatever the fuck we want.
Sorry, I'm just a crackhead, and Jenna put too many red pepper flakes in the food tonight. What do we got tonight, Jenna? You want to give the audience a... It's a fucking joke.
I know. So, tonight I made some stir fry. Very, very, really good. Chicken, it had chicken, noodles, teriyaki sauce, vegetables... Didn't cost that much, honestly. Like, it really only cost... Well, if you put chicken in it, it costs a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But I'm finna get seconds, so...
Yeah, be right back. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. Yeah. Enjoyed your time with Jenna Marbles over there. Just kidding, she wishes. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Anyways.
I got some tropical punch juice along with my ghetto ass meal. It's literally so ghetto. It's literally just thrown together. Super easy.
Don't even use measurements.
You just guess and then hope for the best.
Yeah, it tastes different every time.
That almost rhymed. Anyways,
where are you guys from? Oh, really? Me too.
Do you think we're actually going to get anybody to listen?
No.
No. No, I'm going to be like, yo, go check out our podcast at Tree Friends on Anchor. Let's see how. Go download Anchor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
And if anybody's listening, you know, tell your friends. Preferably not that many forestry people, because we will be talking shit.
Mm-hmm. A lot of shit. Sorry, we're both eating.
This juice is really good. What is it?
Sorry, Jenna just makes me gag sometimes. I don't know. I forgot. Fruit punch? Minute Maid. Y'all like that Minute Maid shit? Anyway, I just found this app on... I just searched podcast apps or how to start a podcast, and this is one of the ones that came up. It's linked with Spotify, so I guess you can add music to your episodes. I really don't even know how this works totally. I just push record. And hopefully it tells me what to do after that. But yeah, just a little introduction to our little... I don't know, we just had the idea of starting our own podcast because we're crackheads and we wanted to share our crackheadery with the world. Even though literally no one's gonna fucking listen to this shit.
But y'all might, and we appreciate that.
They're probably logged off by now.
Tea. Oh, wait, why does everybody in Beta Gamma Omega always be like, tea, ooh, 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 ooh. And then, like, whenever somebody's, like, late, they're like, damn, oh, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, everybody in Bro does that.
If you don't know what Bro is, it's Beta Gamma Omega. It's a fine arts fraternity, co-ed fraternity here at SFA. It was started in 2008, I believe. I should know that. Yes, it is. It was December. And it was made to support the fine arts in public schools. However, I don't remember the last time we did anything that was us to support the fine arts public schools.
Before we got to SFA.
No, we've done a little bit of stuff here and there, but not a lot, or not as much as we should have, or should be doing.
What the hell was that? Our fundraiser chair would actually be making money, though.
Yeah, she's bomb. But we haven't had over $1,000 in a while.
Should we be talking about that?
Well, whatever.
Anyways. Alumni status gets denied.
Oop.
Because they, like, they remember everything.
Oop.
You know?
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I had my time.
Anyways, so.
I literally blocked my nose because it was running from the stupid red pepper flakes. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just sensitive to the heat.
Sorry.
It's really not even that hot, to be honest. I'm just a baby. And it does taste really good, honestly.
I'm like, I'm pretty full. Very filling.
Yeah. Well, I need to get second still.
Well, I just finished my second.
Well, time for thirds.
Oh my gosh. Probably the most I'm going to eat this weekend though, so.
Ooh, me too. You know, because I spend my days wasting away on a computer. Writing a 200-page management plan, apparently. I honestly didn't think we were going to make it that far, but we did.
That's pretty impressive. So, how many maps did you make?
I have made so many maps. I don't even know where to start. But, all I know is that hopefully I can put together a portfolio of those maps and maybe use them to get a GIS job maybe or something.
I'm sure you can. I even thought about doing that. Like,
I mean, I actually do enjoy like spatial analysis, GIS, whatever. Makes me feel smart when I know how to do all that.
Geographic stuff. Information systems. Yeah, it's really not that bad. It just takes a long time.
Yeah. And sometimes ArcMap is just the worst. I'm gonna get some more.
Maybe, like, whenever I leave, after I graduate, we could do, like, because it says you can invite your friends to join it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, maybe we can still, like, do it.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I don't think there's going to be leftovers. Oh, maybe there might be, yeah.
Never mind. I'm done, so.
Okay, yeah. You can get more.
Oh, no. I ate two hefty servings. I'm good.
The two chicken breasts was good. It was, like, perfect, actually. But, yeah.
For any of you at home listening, just kidding. There's none of you. But I think you, like, record episodes and you publish them and then people can listen to them. So, like, we can just be like, yo, go check out our podcast or whatever, and they can listen to this episode. That's only 8 minutes, well, almost 9 minutes long. How do they talk for, like, hours? Like, have you seen Trisha's and Ethan? if you watch the podcast, they're like 2 hours long.
Well, Curtis Connor, that is a long time. Curtis Connor does his about like 45-minute segments. And I feel like that's a good amount of time.
I'm like,
but he does it by himself. He doesn't even have like someone else talking.
Yeah. To him. I'm like, how do they? I mean, I guess they can talk or ramble on for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, they literally just sit there and talk about random stuff. Well, like, I think yesterday, or this morning, whenever, I woke up at, like, 8 and started watching. I was like, Trisha Paytas and Ethan, fucking podcast. No, I don't know why. I guess I just like the drama for some reason. It's just funny.
Well, Trisha, she's one of those...
And, like, yeah, she's...
Like, she's, like, somebody who, like, you wouldn't want to know in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But everything about her is so dramatic. It's just kind of hard to, like, look away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just want more of it. Like,
and honestly, she's kind of stupid. Like,
well, no, there's no kinda.
No, she is pretty stupid. She is stupid. Like, just like low IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just funny, I guess. Like, I feel bad for saying that, but like, if you just watch what she does.
Yeah. I'm like, and she's done like some problematic things. I don't really know a bunch of that whole stuff.
Yeah.
But like, she's not friends with Shane Dawson anymore. Yeah, so that's that's a pro.
That when I was watching the podcast this morning, that's what it was about. Well, not the whole thing, but like, a part of it was like, Ethan was like, so you're not friends with Shane Dawson anymore, and then she kind of was like, went off on like what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been played part of Ryland's podcast because he was like, I don't know what happened, me and Trish were like good friends and this and that. And
why are you trying hard to sound gay, huh? Yes,
anyway ignore her. I'm not gay, I'm straight. I'm not gay, I'm straight, don't you know? Mm-hmm. Honestly, that's how a lot of straight people sound. Straight people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, straight people. Like
straight the, in quotation marks.
Yeah. I was going to name somebody that I know, but I probably shouldn't do that.
Oh.
I think you know who I'm talking about. Like, he doesn't sound but you can tell.
Yeah.
No, I am definitely 100%
fag material.
Which is also another word for cigarette in, like...
Oh, yeah. Britain. England. Yeah,
England, UK. That area.
I have a very wonderful boyfriend named Anthony. Love him so much. And it's going to be 2 years in April, so it's kind of crazy.
Time flies.
Mm-hmm. It really does. And, like, looking back at pictures, I'm like, it feels like we've been together a lot longer because of just all the pictures and, like, I don't know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. But it makes me happy. Like, finally have somebody, like, I can, you know, commit to and not to worry about anything. I mean, we have had our problems, obviously. What couple doesn't? I mean, there's always issues. But we're here now, and we're much happier. So that's what matters. Fun fact, our anniversary is 420.
Very nice.
Yeah. I remember we were sitting in the back of a car, or my car. Wait, was it my... No, it was... No, I think it was around the time I... Yeah, I had gotten in an accident. My car was busted. So I was using my brother's car. Busted? No, some drunk lady crashed into me. Anyway. And it was April 19th. And I had called them to come, like, sit in the car with me for a little bit. And it was, like, just... It was really close to midnight. And I was just like, you know, we should make this official or whatever. And then I was like, we should just wait a couple more nights. So, you know, April 20th, so we can say, oh, we got together on 420. Because we're quirky, you know?
Quirky couple.
Quirky gays.
Love that for y'all.
Quirky queers.
Mm. Oh my God. If I was like gay, like if I was lesbian.
We could have called it
quirky queers.
I mean,
but I'm not lesbian. Do I have to be lesbian?
No, I guess you can be. I think if you're bisexual, you're still technically queer, right?
I don't know.
Better look that shit up. Actually, look it up. That's funny.
I don't know. I'm not gonna look it up. I don't need to.
Okay.
I don't know.
Our podcast name is subject to change. We just don't know what to call it. We just needed something for this first episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's very informal. We're literally sitting at a cheap, gross kitchen table eating ghetto food.
The kitchen table wobbles, by the way. And the chairs are squeaky.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it doesn't wobble that much.
It doesn't... Yeah.
Not anymore. But, yeah. It's literally just on my phone on this free app. That I downloaded, so we'll see what happens.
Hopefully we'll get better at this.
But aren't podcasts normally just like, hi, and then talk about whatever?
Sometimes, yeah, it just depends. I feel like there's different like genres of podcasts. Like, the one that I like to listen to is a lot like rambling, like
this. Kind of like this, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, like, Jenna Julian podcasts kind of...
Well, it's like, yeah. I mean, people would like to listen to podcasts because they, like, have, like, their favorite people that they can just put in the background and listen to while they do work, whatever. Like, Ish does that all the time.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah. Like, he usually plays Julian's podcast and study or whatever. But, yeah. 15 minutes in, that's not bad. You better make a person listen to this.
We'll see.
We'll see. Well, we got some good shit going on.
Got some good shit?
Got some good shit. I don't know. How long do you want to make this for first episode?
I don't know. We just keep going.
I mean, there's subjects that would be long. They're like, I mean, they could be longer. Ooh, got an email. Interesting. Oh, yeah, did I tell you? I did tell you. Got my internship thing registered for, so...
Yeah, that's good.
I think now all I have to do is make a video and send it to Pat, and then she has to, like, show her one of her classes, like her T51 class. Yeah, I have to be like, I got my internship at Mustang Island State Park, and I did this and this and that and this and that.
I don't want to do that.
Well, it was either that or go talk to her class.
Oh, God.
I'm like, okay, yeah,
that's better.
No.
That's better, yeah.
So I was going to, like, find him, like, a nice shirt or something and just, like, blank background.
Do, like, a Zoom recording.
Did you talk about her first majors? Did we talk about that already?
Oh, I don't know. I think we, well...
I mean...
Kind of mentioned it, maybe.
Kind of. I mean, kind of maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Jenna and I are first year majors at SFA, and we also are emphasizing our degrees in recreation, or what is it?
Human dimensions
and natural resources, which is
pretty much a
bullshit. Like, yeah. It's literally so bullshit.
The liberal arts of, like, science majors.
It's so... I really wish we actually learned something, but...
I learned more from talking to a park ranger for 10 minutes
than I did in, like, 4 classes of rec. Which sucks.
Because all we ever do is read papers about environmental...
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then we just talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, can you teach me how to, like, make a program?
How to interpret. What are, like, the... I mean, like...
How to be engaging.
They always talk about universals and tangibles and whatever. There's a class for us to learn about that. Because, like, the park ranger I talked to said something about universals and tangibles and stuff like that. Which Pat talked about, like, once, but we never went over it again. And, like, I just felt so embarrassed when that park ranger asked me if I knew what they were. When I should have known what they were, but I had no knowledge, you know?
Yeah. I barely know anything about interpretation, and I'm supposed to graduate a year from now.
And I'm graduating this semester.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like...
I don't know. And then the whole thing with, like, the pandemic, it just made it so much harder to actually like it. Like, like school. Just in general. But forestry, man. Starting to not like it that much.
It's kind of too late now.
It's kind of too late. I'm a little too into it, though.
Telling me I'm literally gonna graduate. Thank God, though. Shit, I can't imagine being here for another year. Sorry.
Wow.
I'm glad I worked my ass off in high school then. And I took a bunch of summer classes, which helped, obviously. Originally, I was supposed to graduate just a semester early, but I ended up being a year.
Yeah, I thought about doing, like, summer classes and everything, but I just did not want it to destroy my mental health. She hanging on by a string anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not fun. Because I had summer 1 and summer 2, so I had nonstop school last year.
Yeah.
I've had nonstop school. I mean, I guess not including summer break, or this past winter break. That was nice.
I didn't do anything winter break. That was the laziest winter break I ever had. Like, I would just wake up, play Animal Crossing.
All day, go to bed.
And then go to bed.
I know, I'll go home and I gain a lot of weight, too. I wasn't doing shit.
Yeah.
Oh, there's only one match left.
Why are you gonna...
I don't know. Just for fun.
No, don't.
No?
No. Why, Vinny?
This is our first episode. I'm already being super crackhead. Just kidding.
Oh my god, you guys. Vinny is such a crackhead. Oh my god. Oh my god, Rebecca. Rebecca's such a crackhead.
Okay.
That's what it reminds me of.
I think
they're gonna open. They're gonna open that, and then they're gonna see that. They're,
oh my god, that's a good prank. Best prank ever.
Fucking used already.
Okay. Anyway, I think we should end it there. Yes.
At 21 minutes, that's such an awkward time.
Well, I don't know. Do you want to keep going?
I don't care.
Well, like, I don't know. Girl, this is our first episode. I don't know how this is going to go. Do I sound like a...
Oh my god.
I don't want to say
oh
that.
Oh my god. No, my god. Stop. Oh my gosh. For any of y'all want to know what Vinny is referencing right now, it's called Piel Canela.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really pretty song. And I would highly recommend it. It's very cute. Very cute. I don't speak Spanish, but...
Me neither.
I do like singing some Spanish music. So...
Wait. What's it gonna say? How do you say hate in sign language? I forgot.
Hate? Oh... I know not. Hate. That's like not. That's dislike. That's like dislike. Yeah.
And black is what? I don't like the color black. I'm just kidding. It makes me look skinny. So.
Yeah. It does.
I forgot what black is.
I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Emil be leaving his blackened ranch sauce from Popeye's
what
here.
What does that even mean?
Blackened ranch sauce?
Like, does it have like pepper in it?
Soybean oil, buttermilk. Mmm. Paprika. Maybe it's like blackened because it's spicier. I don't know.
There's no pepper in it?
It said spices.
Oh, okay.
And paprika.
Hmm. I see.
Yeah, I don't know why, but, like, chicken tenders with, like, ranch is really good, but not, like, with, like, Hidden Valley. Like, Hidden Valley's, like, a very...
Hidden Valley is so, like, for vegetables. Mm-hmm. Like, I but, don't like Hidden Valley with anything except for salad.
Maybe because it's not buttermilk ranch? Maybe it's, like, because this is, like, buttermilk ranch.
You know, like, with, like, I hate, like, whenever we have wings or something at home, the only ranch we have is, like, Hidden Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't taste right.
Mm-hmm.
It just...
It's gross.
Like, I like it, but not with wings. Only with vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Like, you really gonna go make me buy special ranch? Yeah,
for
I'm full.
Wings.
I'm full.
Yeah, was that your second bowl? Yeah, second bowl is done filling me up, too.
Sorry, Ish. It's like 7 o'clock and...
It's gonna be a little
cold,
a little chilly.
Wasn't it supposed to rain today? It was supposed to thunderstorm. It didn't thunderstorm.
Oh, it was. It never thunderstorms here. Like, I think it thunderstorms
well, like, very
once
rarely.
For like 2 minutes one time.
Yeah.
Like in the past month.
Mm. That's it. And it's funny. It was literally -4 degrees last week here, which is never happens in East Texas. It's like literally. The rarest thing ever. I missed it. I'm kind of sad and I really missed it. But whatever. Yeah. I have to see my boyfriend. Whatchamacallit. And then now, like, this week it's been in the 70s. Like, 75.
It's been warm.
Yeah. I think my car read 80 degrees.
Holy moly.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way.
Texas, man.
I know.
So weird. Are there comments on this thing? Like, can people leave comments?
I think they... I don't know if I push stop. Mm-hmm. Or if I... Yeah, I'm scared to, like, go back.
Okay. Well...
We can check later.
Yeah. We stopped the familiar. There's comments or whatever. If you're out there listening.
If you're out there listening to Radio with it. No, I'm sure.
Leave a comment below and tell us where you're from. Or whatever. If you're from Texas, just...
If you're literally just one of the people we told to listen to this.
Or if you're from our school, mm-hmm. you don't really have to say anything. Mm-hmm. Or maybe do. Get some comments out there. Boost the podcast. I don't really know how this app works.
Me neither, honestly. And this thing is very last minute. Very, like, spontaneous decision by Jenna and I. Because, I don't know, we just wanted to make a podcast. Podcasts are fun. You just talk, you know?
Yeah. Well, we just need topics.
Yeah.
So if you also have any ideas for any topics, you know, also leave a comment about that.
I realized how vulgar we were. Probably shouldn't share this with family members.
Oh, no, obviously not.
I don't think my mom would be very happy.
No.
Wow. 26 minutes. Interesting.
First pod.
First pod, it's not about vapor.
They always do that. They're always like, alright guys, first pod, you know?
First pod, chilling with the tree friends.
Why we call it tree friends, because we're forest strangers. How funny. We're so...
That's quirky, that's unique, that's different.
Quirky queers. Just kidding, you're not queer.
I don't think I would consider myself queer.
Queer.
Being bisexual, I already don't feel like I fit into the LGBTQ community anyway.
I ain't saying nothing.
You ain't saying nothing.
Faker, you fake bitch.
Faker. Yeah.
Just your thing. Honestly, that kind of boggles my mind. I didn't think that was an issue.
Well, whenever I started questioning my sexuality and everything.
Well, I don't know why people, I guess, get upset, but... I don't understand why. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the deal behind it?
Well, the whole thing now is, like, people are saying if you're bisexual, you might as well just call yourself pansexual.
Oh, because you will just...
Yeah.
But, I mean... But
bisexual has a prettier flag. Like, I'm not going to lie. Funny. Like, it's the prettier flag. And that's what I honestly, identified I with first before pansexual. Like,
honestly, I mean, I get pansexuality.
I get it, too.
It's just like...
And I don't disagree with it.
No.
Like,
it's interesting. Yeah. But it's like... I don't know. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Kind of... It's a little touchy to get into.
Yeah, it is. But, yeah. Our school is... Mostly hillbilly hicks.
Hillbilly,
driving their big F-350s.
They're
chewing their tobacco. You know what's funny? In the forestry building, it says no tobacco. And then you see everyone has little cans, mm-hmm. those little tobacco cans.
Well, no, it specifically says no tobacco in the water fountains.
Oh.
Because somebody had to spit their tobacco out in the water fountains.
That's so gross. But I'll go into the plans lab and you know how many people have like their freaking spit bottles there?
I know.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if you get confused one day thinking it's like tea, and you just drink spit, your own tobacco spit?
No, that's...
I remember my roommate literally would dip, and I would hear him at night spitting into the water bottle, and it was so gross. And he'd go...
Oh my god.
That is so bad.
Ew, that is really nasty.
I just got used to it eventually, but I was like, man, why'd you have to start doing that?
I mean, like, you can get
he was mouth, a good roommate, though.
You get mouth cancer from that.
Yeah, my... Well, that probably wasn't from dipping, but my chemistry teacher had mouth cancer. Mm. And started talking like this. Her name was Dr. Ritter. Like, she was a whole doctor teaching at our school. And I was like, why are you here? You're like, oh my gosh, she would get so mad. Because she taught a sophomore class.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you're a doctor teaching a sophomore high school class.
And you're chewing tobacco. No.
I don't think she chewed tobacco. I think she just got lucky.
Honey, go to therapy. I don't know.
Yeah, her tongue would slip out of her mouth a lot.
Oh my god. No, okay. My current roommate, or I actually don't have a roommate now, but she was my roommate, Leslie. Okay, she took statistics here, and the teacher for statistics was missing an arm. Straight up, was missing an arm. Everybody could see it.
Well,
like, I guess could not see it.
That shit was invisible.
She went basically the whole class, apparently, just going normally and, like, introducing herself. And at the very end was like, as you guys can see, I do not have an arm. And just, like, her jacket was just hanging there, no arm in it. And it's like, yeah, everybody can see that. Like, you know, I feel bad.
As you guys can see,
I don't have an arm.
Maybe she was just looking for attention. Maybe she wants people to feel bad for her.
Who knows? I don't know. As you guys can see, I singed my nose hairs.
I don't know what you were going to say.
No, it would be even funnier if it was something that you couldn't see. Like, as you guys can see, I am missing my big toe.
I am missing my virginity.
A teeth.
Thanks, Aunt. Love you.
Just kidding.
Sorry, I probably shouldn't share that. Kind of a little personal for the first podcast.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's how we are. Jenna and I kind of overshare things.
We do.
And that was the point of starting this podcast. Well, that whole point.
So we can overshare with everyone else. Because everybody wants to know everything about us, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're so popular. Everybody knows this morning. What was I gonna say?
I think everybody it was like stroke. Everybody knows
us in forestry. That's what I meant to say. But
do they?
I think I just tripped over my words.
Does everybody know us in forestry?
Yeah, everyone knows us. We're so popular.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess we are. Anyways, okay. So yesterday I found out that y'all have what? No. Sorry, little conversation off the pod.
I think they heard that on the pod.
They probably did. Go ahead if you want. I don't know. I'm not going to judge you, but everybody else will. No. I'm used to it. Okay? I'm used to it.
I know. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Anyway, what were you going to say?
Anyways, I was saying, you guys have seen 1,000 Pound Sisters, right?
Oh, that was one of our possible names. Yeah. 1,000 Pound Forestry Majors.
1,000 Pound Forestry Majors.
But we figured people wouldn't get that.
You wanted Fat Tree.
Fat Tree Friends. Yeah. That was another option.
I feel like that sounds too close to factory.
Fatchery. Maybe like...
Oh my god.
Thick
Saturated
tree.
Fats.
No one laughed.
No one laughed.
I like Thick Tree Friends. How about that?
Thick Tree? Okay.
Thick Tree.
Okay.
Thick Wood? No.
Thick... girthy.
Got that butt rot.
Oh my god. Okay, going off on a tangent again. 1,000 Pound Sisters. So basically, Vinny is in this class called Management Plans. Okay, it's a really
Forest
tough...
Resource Management Plans.
Whatever.
Capstone course. They it's the only care. 4-hour course in our college. It's rough. It's like the end all classes you take your senior year.
It's terrible. People cry all the time. People want to die. There's a very thick air of just despair in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel bad for him. You know, that's going to be me a year from now, and I'm not going to have anyone here during that time because all my friends are graduating a little bit before me.
FaceTime me if you need me.
I will. Trust me. I'll be crying. I definitely.
Who knows where I'll be.
But the bitch don't eat sometimes. So I just make sure that I bring him food. And I just feel a little bit like I am the Amy to his Tammy. I just feel like I'm an enabler.
Look.
Like, you don't know that one part where she's all like, what if I made Tammy fat because I kept putting food on her plate? And Tammy's literally got a fucking, like, egg roll coming out of her.
Oh Oh my god, that's just a spring roll.
That's a burrito.
That's a burrito.
That's a burrito, okay? With extra rice and meat in it. Like,
extra rice
and
meat?
It's protruding.
That shit protrudes.
And I just made the realization that maybe I'm an enabler out here because I'm bringing him Chick-fil-A and like...
Which I'm very appreciative.
I'm like, other stuff. Like, I brought him like cookies a few times. So, I mean,
I guess it balances out because I pretty much don't eat all day.
Yeah, I guess.
But I do hate eating like later in the day.
Yeah.
Because I always like make up for that food before I go to bed, you know? So I'm like really hungry before I go to bed and then just end up like eating a lot before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
I mean, my college student diet is really bad. Like,
I really don't understand that. Like, I really don't understand
how
people just...
It's like, I just don't have the energy to like go get food before 2 p.m. So I end up going to get food at like 5 p.m. because our cafeteria system is stupid and it doesn't stay open all day. When it should, because I would eat lunch more often if it did. It's either that or I go to Chick-fil-A and I eat 12 chicken nuggets. Or I go to like Witch Witch and eat a sandwich. Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Sorry, I'm just leaning out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
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 Where's Ish?
I don't know.
Dinner is served.
So, it's 69 degrees in here.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ish is my roommate. I had two roommates, Daniel and Ish. Well, Ish's name is Ishmael. Ishmael or Ismael. And you can say however you want. He's one of them. And we told him we'd make him dinner. Because he's made dinner the past few days. But he's not here.
And it's 12 now.
Oh, you best believe I'm making him listen to this podcast.
Oh, of course.
We gotta get our names out there somehow. He's going to cringe at this so hard.
I know.
But I don't care. You're cringy too-ish. Cringe-ass.
It's all right. Yeah, talking about when you eat and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wish this steak would just rail me.
Ish, you just need to get railed.
Yeah, he always... Sorry, Ish, no offense.
It's all right. We all do. It's okay.
We all do. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. And Daniels, he's here occasionally. He's usually with his boyfriend. Oh my god, just keep bleeding. But yeah. He used to live in a different unit, but it was with two people I didn't know, and it was awkward almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of them was cool, I guess. Like, we made conversation few times, but so the next semester it was like, yo Ish, yo Daniel, let's get an apartment together or whatever, let's move in.
And so, if I wasn't a broke bitch, I would have tried to get an apartment.
Honestly, this is one of the cheaper apartments.
I have no money
compared to Legends.
Legends is really nice.
Well, I mean, this is nice for the price.
This is nice. But Legends is really nice.
Yeah, I like their kitchen. They have a nice kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen.
I mean, for
nice,
what this place is worth, I think it's nice. Worth it. I think this place is worth it.
Yeah.
You know, and I haven't had as many problems as people at Legends have had with like stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this table sucks. My last unit was really nice. My last unit had a nice table, nice chairs. At least we got nice couches. Mm-hmm. Or, like, nice furniture. Well, that futon is issues, but still. Yeah. And then, yeah, like, I mean, I moved in this place whenever it was, like, the cheapest rent. Like, they have a higher lease than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's that much higher, honestly. But they've traded management here, like, several times. I think they're at a good place now, though. Because it used to be the Grove, I think, or something. And it used to be the Verge, and now it's the Overlook.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Me too.
Really? Me too.
Looks like we're at 39 minutes on the pod.
On the pod.
On the pod.
Yeah, thank you guys for ahead and start wrapping it up.
Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in this episode. Our first episode of Tree Friends. We're thinking happy
Thick Tree Friends.
Thick Tree Friends. Where's it going with that? I don't know. What do you guys suggest? We really do not know. We really do not know what we want. That's how half the people here sound, by the way.
No, they sound like this. Like, I gotta go get with the dip out of my truck.
Got the dip.
I gotta go mud at five. Mudding y'all eat the catfish down at the catfish cafe, catfish barn. There's a place called catfish barn. No, catfish.
Oh, there is tobacco barn just down the street.
Oh yeah, tobacco barn.
That is packed all the damn time. I see people there all the damn time.
You got your mamas and your daddies.
It's busier than the damn Brookshire Brothers next door.
I know. Why are you talking like? Why are you?
My what?
Never mind.
I'm talking kind of like I'm an old man.
You're an old man.
Like the 1800s, right?
I feel like people are probably tired of this bit. Talking about 1800s.
Okay, anyway.
You would have been on the wrong side of the war.
I thought you said road. Or thought you were going to say road. I was like, road? Where the fuck did that come from?
Wrong side of the war.
War. Oh.
Yeah.
Save the Asians. Sorry, I heard that on the podcast. Trisha's. She was like, hashtag save Asian, save, or well, I don't know. Something like that.
Save the Asians?
It was like, apparently Asians are facing more hate crimes because of COVID. Which.
Oh, well, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, wrapping it up. Thank you guys for tuning in. If there's actually anybody that ended up listening all the way through, probably not, but I'm sure we're going to force somebody to eventually. Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully we'll have more listeners in the future. Hopefully. But yeah, if you have any name suggestions, you have any comments, if there's a way to leave those comments, feel free to leave them. If you know us personally, just fucking tell us. I guess. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know how often we'll be doing this. We can figure something out later.
But, yeah, and hopefully we actually come with a little bit more of a
following.
Yeah, more of a. Not a script.
But the thing
a
is,
plan.
This isn't live. Like, we have to
no,
post
this isn't,
these.
Yeah, this isn't yeah. live.
There isn't. I mean, I wonder if there's a way to have a live podcast, but I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, 42 minutes long. I think that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and publish it or figure out how this works. And I guess we'll see you next time
on
Thick Tree Friends.
Thick Tree Friends.
I don't fucking know. All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.